Thanks, Don. 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. It's Extension 720. Coming up this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about farming and our local food movement. The documentary Sustainable, which is a great documentary, is being screened as part of a mini film fest from the One Earth Film Festival at the Garfield Park Conservatory this weekend. Director Matt Wexler will be here. We'll talk with him about the film, which really both looks at the local food movement, but also explores some of the things that are happening in industrial farming and its impact on the climate change and global warming. We'll have that conversation coming up in just a moment. As I mentioned earlier, the movement to tackle the problems associated with climate change will be led by younger generations. And with the 2020 presidential election right around the corner, there's no doubt that climate change will be front and center in the Democratic primary. But will it be prioritized? Enter U.S. Youth Climate Strike. The group of young activists are calling on the Democratic presidential candidates to pledge to appear in a debate or a forum specifically on climate change. They've created a petition and over 50,000 people have signed it. So will the candidates listen to the youth of America who want government action now? One of the leaders of the U.S. Youth Climate Strike is right here from Barrington, Illinois. Her name is Anya Sastry and she joins me on the line now. Anya, welcome to Extension 720.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So why this petition? Why this pledge to have a specific debate about climate change?
Yeah, so at this point, we have environmental issues that are so large and important that it is simply not enough to just have individuals taking action. We need change in policy from the highest level of government that we have. And this is one of the reasons why we need to know what kind of concrete plans each candidate has. And so with this debate, we are going to hold them accountable to a concrete plan, not just a campaign speech. And that is why we were asking for this debate.
And that's interesting because you do have a lot of politicians and a lot of candidates who've gotten in the race who will have position papers or they'll make it part of their platform. But you're absolutely right. Rarely do we see one issue debates. And in this instance, an issue that's so important.
Exactly.
So for you, how do you get involved in this? Because you are from Barrington, Illinois, and this is, of course, a national association and a national movement of young activists. How did you get involved?
Yeah, so I've been a part of youth activism for a few years now, and I think that social media has played a large role in connecting youth from around the country and from around the world. So when the co-founders of our movement posted on social media about starting the U.S. Youth Climate Strike, I contacted them immediately and said, how can I get involved? And so I think the power of social media has played a large role in connecting a lot of people from different places with the movement.
For you personally, what attracts you to the issue of climate change? What is, because there's a lot of different things as an activist you could be involved in and
right.
really sink your teeth in it. But what is it about climate change that grabs your attention?
I think the moment when I realized how horrible this issue was when the UN released their report saying there was only 11 years left. And it's understandable how saying that there's only 11 years left may seem polarizing or extreme, but ultimately, like, we are speaking the truth when we say that, and we have greenhouse gases polluting the environment, and that's being absorbed by the ocean, and we have these acidic levels in the ocean rising, and we have warming waters and rising sea levels, and ultimately, everyone is going to be impacted by this issue. This is not a Republican or Democratic issue. This is an everyone problem, and so we have to have everyone working to solve it.
You've seen in the last couple months movement in Congress, the new Green Deal or the Green New Deal, which has come out, of course. But there's, you know, as this session motors on, they're in, you know, recess right now. But are you confident that Congress is actually going to take action and that we might see a comprehensive climate change policy from the United States of America?
I think what elected officials have to realize is that when my generation and kids in my generation turn 18, we are going to hold them accountable to whatever promises they're making. So that's why this petition and this debate is so important, because we want candidates, the 2020 candidates, to realize that we are going to hold them accountable to these plans. And, I mean, many elected officials are currently saying that the Green New Deal is radical and not possible. But I think that at the end of the day, this issue is so important that we need to take radical action. And yes, it is economically radical, but I think that one aspect is it's going to create a lot of jobs in the clean energy industry, such as solar and wind, and so it's going to have some economic benefits as well.
Well, there you go. You heard it here as we were talking with Anya Sastry. She is a young youth activist who is part of the U.S. Youth Climate Strike right here from Barrington, Illinois. Where can I sign the petition, Anya?
Yeah, you can go to moveon.org/climate debate.
There you go. Anya, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
This is as we said at the beginning of the show, the younger generation seem to be more passionate about accepting radical ideas, and we hope that they will obviously continue that. And this petition, 50,000 people signed already, just to get Democratic candidates to debate a specific issue. That's the part. This isn't brain surgery. This is just getting them in front of a podium to talk about one specific issue. Hopefully, they will have success in doing so. When we come back, we'll talk about the new film Sustainable, which is out on Netflix and also part of a film festival that is taking place Earth Week here in Chicago. We'll have that coming up here on Extension 720. Stay with us.